keep the light alive.
Listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your...
Hello, everyone. This is... this is confusing. This is crazy day to me. I'm telling you. It's so wild. We are going to have a fabulous show this evening. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, your favorite psychic medium and paranormal investigator. And we are trying to get a hold of our guest. We already know that he's supposed to be coming on, but for some reason we are getting some phone line confusion here. So we're looking for Dr. Jimmy out there. I hope he's actually listening in. I need to give me a call because us a call here over at the station. We have your number here, but apparently I think the numbers got mixed up. So, but we're going to start the show off just to give you an idea what does happen. You know, sometimes once in a while we do have these confusions. But to let everyone know, we want to acknowledge our affiliates also on the show. And I also want to acknowledge the people up in the Arizona area. See how confusing this has been, a crazy day. Up in the Australia area, we want to acknowledge also Ghost Radio. The people are actually up and down under, which is Leah Ramsey's and the Underworld. Also, we have an organization syndication that's also another radio program that are picking us up on for BBS Radio, and that is people up in the Netherlands. So I'd like to thank you and welcome you all for joining in. And so there's a program here that's already set up for the community. Anybody wants to talk about the paranormal online community area, it's called I Am Haunted. Now, if you want to actually go to these places and to find out what these people are all about and to actually to look up their website, and what you can do is go to my page, which is actually on bbsradio.com, look on the list of Between Two Worlds, and you'll see as you scroll down, you see the banners, and these are the affiliates that are being picked up. If you want to join any of these programs, it would be absolutely worth your while. And also, we also like to ask you to give us a feedback and find and let us know what you think of the show. Looking forward to have this happen here. And it's actually kind of strange how, you know, funny thing is, here I am. I was totally ready by 7:30. And I call, what I do is I pre-do all my programs ahead of time. And also like to acknowledge, to welcome the people that are coming in onto the chat room today, too. And I don't know if everybody's actually on pins and needles right now because they can hardly wait to listen to the show, listening to Dr. Jimmy and Heather. This is who we have on. They're coming on today from APSR Radio. These folks are of the paranormal. They're actually from Alabama. And they Alabama Paraspiritual Society, this is who they are. And we're actually looking forward to having them come on. I had this already set up in the whole nine yards, and somehow the phone numbers got kind of confused. So we're trying to get through, and I'm trying everything I can to get a hold of them. Hopefully, if Jimmy here is with us hearing, to him to call me back or even call the station. Anyhow, to let you all know ahead, like I said before, at 7:30 I was trying to be all ready. All of a sudden my computer crashed. It basically would not come up. Everything just froze. And do you think I can get my computer to restart? I don't know what was going on, but whatever the internet line was doing for that first half hour just before this show was freezing everything. I could not get into the chat room. I could not even get into check my programs. I couldn't even get a chance to even get a hold of Dr. Jimmy to let him know what was happening because I could not get through. And this is absolutely phenomenal. This is what happens when you are involved in the paranormal work, because spirit has a way of playing tricks with your phone lines, playing tricks with electronics, playing tricks even on the internet, because they're sitting with you back to back. Now, I'll tell you why. I've been interviewed by Dr. Jimmy almost 3 years. They would actually have me come on once a month to their show, and they would interview me for a couple hours in their show, and, you know, we've always, and they can tell you, we've always had strange things happen because whether the lines would go crazy or there's clicking on the lines, or, you know, pretty well something strange would actually happen, and sometimes Jimmy can never figure it out. So I would tell Jimmy, well, you know, take out your EVP and just focus it around your own room, just your own station, and just see what happens, and throughout your house. Now, his show, he actually runs it out of his own home. And he's picked up EVPs while I was online with him on radio. So, you know, and they interviewed me regarding my work as a medium, and also in the paranormal work. And so in return, I wanted to give Jimmy an opportunity to come back on our show, and I wanted to interview him because he's always interviewed me for all these longest time. And I wanted to get him on, but this guy is so busy. I'm telling you, he's so busy. He's hard to get a hold of. And we had the schedule already set up for him to be coming on this night, so I was hoping that everything would all work out well. Anyways, this is what happens when you figure everything's all perfect and then things start to happen to you. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen through this. Now, those are on the chat line and looking, welcome you folks coming in here. And if you have any questions you want to ask before we start, we're looking forward to hearing you share some of your stories or anything you want to talk about. Now, here's something else, too, I want to share with you guys. If by some chance have any of you folks ever had a paranormal incident in your life, I would like you to phone in and to let us know what your experiences were, because, you know, sometimes people out there don't know really what it's like to experience, whether you actually went through paranormal investigation or your house was haunted or you had a haunting or you thought you did. And I'm not talking about people who are smoking the pot, you know, and then say, wow, things really look weird around here. I'm talking about people who actually did go through the experience. And now, those of you who want to call in, I'm going to give you toll-free numbers. Those of you who actually live in the U.S., this is the number. Get your crayon out. Here we go. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. The toll-free number for the people in Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And those are international callers. Also call in. That's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. We're getting people coming online here. Looking forward to having the chat with people that are actually in the paranormal investigating work. So I'm looking forward to have this happen. Like I said before, please call in. If you actually do have a question you want to ask, even if it's on the chat room, please write to me. I'd like to find out so I can share that with you. I can give you that answer back. If not, if I'm able to. Now, also what I want to share with you was, well, like I said, folks, I'd also like you guys know I really do appreciate your feedbacks, because it does let us know here at BBS Radio, as well as my show, let me know how many people are listening to the program. I love getting emails, so don't feel shy that you think that you shouldn't, or you think that I'm too busy for you. I'm not too busy for you, because this is what keeps the show going. If you want to let me know what you think of the show or any questions you want to ask, feel free to call me, because basically that's what I'm here for. This is what my job is. So when I'm doing my thing, hey, on this row, guys, call in. If you're shy, anybody who's shy, well, let's put it this way. I know sometimes we are afraid to get on that microphone when we're in school and telling people what kind of person you're like. Well, we're all grown up now, so I wouldn't be too afraid, because basically when you're talking on the phone to people, it's like talking normally to someone you know or to a loved one. So just think of me almost like a big brother. So then I can actually give you an answer if necessary. Anyways, we're going to try and see if we can make some contact with our good doctor here. So if anybody at the station can actually give it a shot one more time and see what happens, it would be great. Or if Dr. Jimmy's out there, please call Jimmy, please. By the way, Jimmy's website is www.apsrradio.com. APSRradio.com, it means the Alabama Paraspiritual Society. Now, this is the question I want to ask Jimmy. Why do you call it the Paraspiritual Society? Now, some people actually call it paranormal. People call it something else, ghost hunters. And some people don't like to use the word ghost hunters, because they think it's like, you know, like, here we go, Hollywood. I know very well Jimmy has a very strong belief system that, you know, himself, he doesn't believe in using the word ghost hunting. He likes to use the word pure spiritual, because basically what you're doing is you're looking for proof. You know, you want to look for proof that really what exists and what doesn't exist. And now, you know, because you want to find out if a person's house or place or location that they lived in, or people had lived in many years before, you want to find out each room and see, you know, whatever did happen in the past, and find out what it was like to experience it. Now, I do have something I might share with you folks today. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to pull this up myself. And I believe this was sent to me by a friend. And I think I should share that with you, and I'm going to do that. I really will. I'm going to do that. Just give me one second here. I'm going to be opening up my file right now, and I'm going to go into my other file here. Now, do you folks know what an EVP is? That's electronic voice phenomena. Okay? So basically, when people pass, they leave an essence of their energy, a residue of voice that has had existed on this earth. And when a person passes away, they leave that essence of that residue of their voice pattern, their physical pattern, a vibrational pattern. And so what happened was I had this young lady send me an email, a voice, an EVP, of her father who had passed away. And now this is not a a sound recording when her father was alive. This is a sound recording with an electronic voice phenomenon, which is actually a digital recorder, of her father talking to his grandchild. And what I'm going to do for you folks is I'm going to play this EVP, and I want you to tell me what you think of this sound. And now basically, the father's name was David Kalaya, and this actually was sent to me from New York. And what happened was when the daughter, she sent me this recording herself, and she was so thrilled to hear this. So this is what the sound like. I want you to get here real closely. Now, what do you think that sound like to you? What do you think of that? Well, basically, that is the fellow's name, and he's using his last name to make contact with the little girl. Now, the little girl, his granddaughter, apparently was about two or three years of age. Now, the thing is that she never knew what her last name was, and apparently she was quite close to her grandfather. A lot of children are very susceptible to knowing who's in that room. And because their eyes wander around a lot, so this is what happens. So let me know. I want you to write me back and tell me, or even phone me, and let me know what you think of that EVP. And I'll get you here one more time. Pretty amazing, right? Now, anybody who actually does have any EVPs of their own, let me know. And, you know, you can actually email them to me, and I can listen to them and find out what my opinion would be. And let me know where you've been when you listen to these recordings. Anyone can really do this. You can actually get yourself an electronic recorder. And not something that you record, regular tape recorder. This is much simpler, much more. For some reason, spirit is very attracted to that particular. Okay, I got a call. They said they got Dr. Jimmy, and we'll call him shortly. Okay, I think we got his number. Okay, we got somebody calling in. Say, we got Dr. Jimmy's calling in shortly. Okay, excellent. Oh boy, you guys are so fabulous! I'm telling you, they're calling in. They're letting Jimmy know. going to be off the air for about 5 seconds, guys, so hang on tight. Hang on tight. Don't give me up. Dr. Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Derek.
Hey, guy, how's it going?
Man, it's going. It's going. I had one of those absent-minded lapses, man. You know, even with my computer, with my little calendar thing, I had myself a reminder about tonight. And when you got a teenager, you like to stay on the phone. You know, you don't get calls. So I do apologize for the delay of me showing up on your show.
No problem. I just kept talking about you, and I kept saying how fabulous you are and how shiny your head is. You know, what can I say?
Hey, let's keep talking, then.
Yeah, no, we're going. I knew you were there. I knew you were going to come on. Even I was having trouble.
Well, you're psychic. You should know these things.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Can't hide nothing.
Listen,
from
Derek White, Sky Cloud. Yeah. I got some major questions to ask you. I'd like to welcome you on my show. Is Heather with you?
No, she's doing womanly duty. She's having to iron clothes to get ready for tomorrow, so.
She's going to iron your clothes.
It's just me.
Okay. So she's going to iron your clothes for the ghosts, for the spirits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got to start him up.
She does say hi. She just said say hi to everybody.
Well, tell her I said hi. Oh, great.
I
got a question to ask you. A lot of questions to ask you. Now, I'd like to welcome you on. And, folks, this is Dr. Jimmy. He's of Alabama Paraspiritual Society. Am I saying that correct?
It's Alabama Paraspiritual Research.
Oh, research. Okay.
Research. Yeah, that's what the R stands for.
I'm so used to seeing the word society all the time.
Well, I know the feeling. You know, when I had my own show, I screwed everybody's group name up. You know, it kind of got to be the joke. You know, he's going to get it wrong, so they just went along with it. They correct me later. So it just there are so many groups out there, and everybody trying to come up with a unique name and not step on another group. It shows how big it's grown, and just in the last 4 years, man. I mean, it just just the last year and a half, it's like quadrupled. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
By the way, I want to congratulate you guys for being nominated for the most talented or most recognized paranormal research organization.
Oh, we were?
Yeah. You were actually nominated, both you and Heather, your organization.
Somebody loves us out there, huh?
Yeah. And this is actually the nomination international. It's all over the internet. I'm not kidding you.
That shows you how much I know.
You're number one, man.
Number one. I had to go off the air to become number one. Isn't that funny? I think they did it just like, my God, we're nominating something. Maybe he'll stop talking, you know. He'll get off, you know, get off his engine.
They kept demanding you back. They kept saying, we want him back. We want him back. We can't have our coffee and donuts anymore.
Well, you know, I appreciate everybody doing that. I think I know the one you're talking about up at the Gettysburg Ghost Conference they're having, right? Yeah, I did know that. I was just kidding with you. Yeah, I was shocked. There was only five nominated that I know of. We were there's two TV shows that they nominated, and it's the Paranormal Broadcasting Media. Is what it's for, a nomination for the best paranormal broadcasting media outlet, and we were in the top five.
Wow!
So I thought that was kind of cool. We're like top five. We're in the top ten, but we're like number five, I think, or number three this group where people voted on, who was the most popular or the best broadcasting paranormal broadcaster, and that was on, I think, Haunted Destinations or Haunted Tour Destinations website or something. Getting pretty popular, but we were actually nominated for that. They put us in there, and it's kind of cool. I mean, I try to remain humble about it, but if I didn't say it wasn't kind of cool, I'd be lying, because we worked hard to do what we did. Okay,
when you're from Alabama, it's hard
behind the scenes. Do what?
See, when you're from Alabama, it's hard to lie.
it's a hard lie, man. It is a hard lie. we stretch the truth, but that's not lying. That's stretching the truth. That's telling the big fish story, you know.
What have you been doing lately now? You've been doing a lot of paranormal work since you have stepped down from the radio program. Now you're going into television.
Yes. Since we stopped doing the show the 31st, I did do a special show on the 14th. You just have to go listen to it. It's in the replay archives playing now, but we did stop officially the 31st of May, and we went on hiatus for the last couple, 3 weeks. We've just been, trying to get focused on what we're going to do, lining out this new show. I've got four episodes kind of almost ready to go. We've got a few more filming things to do with it. So it's there in production. Our goal is to have 13 episodes for this fall, and it's going to be a TV internet show. Had suggested, a while back, when we were doing the show and everything, says I wanted to do something more. I love talking, I love doing the radio show, but it comes to a point, Derek, and you've been in, this isn't the first time you've done a radio show. You were in broadcasting a few years ago yourself, and, we had talked about it, and on several occasions, just you and I talking. Personally, that, I said, man, I just really want to go somewhere else with this, and I don't know where it's going to lead me. I don't know what we're going to do, and I'd come up with the idea to do a TV show on the internet, but it is getting popular. I just didn't have the bandwidth, and lo and behold, the ability came out there. It was something that was donated to us, in a sense, from some work and some help that we've done for them in the past, and they said, "Hey, we want to help you with this." So that's where we're at, and basically, we haven't done squat for the last 3 weeks. To be honest, we have been just concentrating on family, catching up on some things that we needed to do, and me trying to tie up and end up my military career. I retire in November, and.
Yeah.
Trying to just to finish that up, man, and that's a lot, So it's been kind of nice, be honest with you. We're going
to
be
really begin to calm down some. You're going on
down.
Now. I want to ask you. You've always asked me a lot of these questions, please, since I've been on your show over the last few years. But these are my questions for you. What was considered the most scariest paranormal investigation you've ever done, or if you felt was the most scariest? Most dramatic.
I would have to say the most dramatic, horrific that we did was in our own house several years ago. I guess what pushed me over the edge to go into the type of work that I am doing. you know, I've been involved with it, and I think people get confused with that. And if you look at my bio, you know, you see I've been in it for, you know, 37 plus years. I've been involved.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't mean I've been researching for 37 years. So you got to read the word. Involved means you've been in it. Something's been going on in your life that you've been doing this. I started having my first experience when I was 3 and 4 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe everything has there's a reason for everything happening in a person's life, and whether we want to do certain things that God wants us to do, we're going to be led to do that in His time. He's going to get us there whether we want to or not. Maybe we may fight and kick and scream, but eventually we get there. And I think that the drawing line was whenever we lived in up northern Alabama several years ago, when I actually got pushed in through a window.
Oh my God!
Cut a main artery in my wrist. Had to go to the hospital. Had to go to a plastic surgeon, and that was probably the most terrifying, because it actually pushed me and tried to do harm to me. We ended up having to do an exorcism in the house, and had to take control of it myself. And that was probably where I started doing my own thing right then, at that point.
Wow.
There was something that happened prior to that that was, you know, could say it was horrifying, and that was where I was attacked. Because I think these entities, they know when somebody's been tagged to do something. They know when you're gifted. They know when you're coming. Derek, you and I've talked many times. You've been confronted by the demonic. You've seen cases of possession. You've seen homes that's disinfested. We call it demonic infestation. Only when you got one, you got two or three that you got to get rid of and that you're up against. And they're very powerful beings. It's not something that's not an evil. It's not an angry human spirit you're dealing with. That's something totally different. This is something that's very powerful. Beyond our reckoning, beyond our knowledge.
I think sometimes some of these things, or whatever people have practiced, possibly, do you think there was satanic worshiping or any type of worshiping? Do you think on a negative sense that was probably taking place when they were living and it carried over after death?
You're talking about where we were at, the story I was just telling?
Yeah.
Or in general?
Say the person was living... or a group of people living in that very same house, they were practicing satanic worship, or any similar way of a negative way.
You know, it's. I do know this. This, whatever these entities were, had followed me from Texas. This was something that was a carryover from 3 or 4 years from that, and it happened to be my ex-wife. She had actually started dabbling, and she allowed the kids, so I'd be gone while I was
your
going on my way.
Your ex-wife did not put you to the window. This
trips.
Yeah,
they started playing Ouija boards. They actually opened the door. They started playing Ouija boards in this one house, and that's when things really started happening. Well, I got took care of that situation, but they warned me. This demon warned me. He says, I'm not going to, I say he, it, told me that, you know, there's many of us. We know who you are, and, you know, we're going to get you. Basically, in a summation, in so many words, that I think I was tagged. I think they knew. They had knowledge of what I was going to be doing later on, and they were going to try to scare me, to stop me. Well, they didn't scare me enough, so they tried to hurt me, and they followed us to this house. And I think that there was something that happened in that house as well, from some previous tenants that had probably been playing with some things.
Yeah.
I think they'd been playing with the Ouija board there as well, because what was funny is before I got pushed, I'd gone up in the attic and trying to fix a ceiling fan, or an attic fan, not a ceiling fan, but an attic fan. I don't know if, you know, folks know what that is or not, but you don't see them. You don't see very many of those in a lot of the newer houses, but it's a huge fan. I mean, this, you know, you're talking probably, I don't know, what, 5-6 foot in diameter. You know, spread from one blade to the other, and they hang over the ceiling. And normally, you turn that thing on with a switch, and it sucks the air up, and it'll get the heat out of the house. And you normally open a window or whatever, and it blows. It helps create a breeze throughout the house.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
cool thing during the early summer, springtime, early summer. Well, I'm up there. When I crawl up there, I have to flip the light on, grab the center pole, and go around there. Couldn't get it fixed. I'm not very much of a handyman, but I was trying my best. And I walked out, and, Heather's, I'm telling her when to turn the switch on and off and on. So she's downstairs. She's below me there. So I go to crawl out. I said, well, this thing just ain't going to work. So I crawl out, and as I'm putting my hand on the center post to put my feet on the steps, there's a Ouija board box with a Ouija board in it. Just appeared out of nowhere.
Not good.
Not a good thing. I mean, just out of nowhere. Now, to get the seat on, to get to that attic ladder, you got to be a very tall person and got to be able to get a ladder. You have to get a ladder just to pull the thing open to get the ladder to come down, get a step stool or something, and it was very hard. So my kids couldn't do it. They weren't old enough to be able to do it, weren't strong enough. So it had to be somebody that was strong. Well, I'd been in there the day before that, trying to work on that fan, and that thing wasn't there, that board wasn't there. And it wasn't there when I went up there that day, that actual day that it appeared, that board wasn't there. The incident with it pushing me through the window happened right after that. I took the board out, closed the door, and, said, Heather, where did this thing come from? I said, this thing just appeared out of nowhere. It wasn't there, I said, this is just, something's not right with this, something's wrong. And had that uneasy feeling, and so we just let it be there and kept working with the ceiling fan. And finally, the ceiling fan came on. I say ceiling fan, the attic fan came on. And we're trying to raise the windows up, and one of them was cocked shut, and I was trying to get it open. Well, Heather and I were both, we scraped it, the caulking, and I'm sitting there trying to, it's one of them roll-out windows, so I'm sitting there trying to roll the thing out, and the seal's not broke on it. So I tell Heather, I said, look, go get me a caulk knife so that we could take that, it's basically just a real thin blade that you use to caulk and spackling.
Yeah.
I was going to use it because it was thinner. I could probably get it down in there and try to scrape that stuff out to help break that seal. Well, when she turned around, she went into the kitchen to get that, something shoved me from behind. I'm the only one in this room. It was in the bathroom. I'm the only one in there. Something physically pushed me. And what do you do when you get pushed from behind? Your hands go out.
Yeah, your hands go out, try to save yourself from falling.
And to brace yourself. And my hand went through the window. It shoved me hard enough to push me through the window. And it was hard enough that it went through that double pane. And I busted, it cut me right on the inside, right on the underside of the pinky side of the wrist area. It cut me. And cut a main artery.
Well, you're still living
in the hospital before I bled to death. So that was the most serious situation. And I ended up doing an exorcism, cleansing in the house, or deliverance, as we call it in the Protestant world. I'm not Catholic, so I'm not a true exorcist in the sense that people think of the movie and everything else, because that's normally the Catholic priest that you call an exorcist. I do deliverance.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I hear that you have a very strong faith. And you have a pastoral background, including your family. Is that right?
We have a what kind of background?
Pastoral ministry background?
Yeah, ministerial background. Yes, we do. My dad is a minister. He actually pastors a church. I consider myself more of an evangelist. That's my calling, my ministry. I don't have a calling to lead a congregation in the church. That just wasn't my calling. I thought it might have been one time, and after talking with several different preacher friends of mine, pastor friends, and praying a lot about it, I determined at that point that wasn't my calling. My calling was to go out and do what I do now. So I go out and help others and minister to them that way. and help them understand what's out there, the spiritual world. And if they, most of the cases we deal with are, you know, of a demonic situation. And we consult a lot of groups. So we've had a lot of groups that's called us, and we've consulted with them and helped them through getting those people help if we couldn't get there to them.
What have you been doing lately now, besides doing the television part, but any of the locations that you've been working on that you're going to pretty well come up with that's going to be very interesting to watch for?
One of the things that I've been doing so far, like I said, we've not been doing too much in the last 3 weeks. We basically just kind of taking it easy, getting our second breath, and we're about to get out there and start doing some things. You there?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm here. I think somebody has picked the phone up or something.
Probably your daughter.
Yeah, it's probably my daughter. It probably was. She was listening, probably listening. Probably the most recent case that we did was just about, was that 3 weeks ago? No, it was, that was 8 weeks ago that we physically went somewhere. Myself and Jesse actually went, and we had to do an exorcism at this particular location, about 9 hours away from here where I live.
Yeah, yeah. 9 hours.
Went out to help them. 9 hours.
That's a long drive. What's the farthest trip you've ever done?
That's been the farthest that we have driven so far.
Wow.
Most of the stuff we've done has always been around here in the southeast, you know, Georgia and Alabama. The other stuff, we try to stay as local as we can, because most people can't afford to get us up to where they need us to be. The gas,
well, they always,
especially now, gas is outrageous. There's no way they can help pay the travel costs. And it depends on what, if we're working, how kind of work schedules, you know. We got bills. We're like everybody else. We're a working family, and, you know, we got bills like everybody else. So it's kind of tough to be able to go all the time, you know, when people need us. We try to get them help with a local, you know, local minister or priest or somebody. And consult with them.
So this is not just,
we could try to get them help.
You. This is not the only job you do, but you actually originally, besides this, you actually have your own computer business.
Yes, that's actually what kind of probably helped start the radio show, really, is we had started a computer business. I decided to take my chances here. We had a computer business previously and had to move from that location down to where we're at now. And we shut the other business down and started this one up here, and we ran it, and I said, hey, you know, let's do a radio show, you know. I think I can do this. I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry and do broadcasting, and that's kind of what prompted it, you know, and, of course, the rest was history. That happened, and the business started in 2003, and we actually started the radio show February a year later. In 2004 was my first broadcasting, and we've been going strong ever since. So we went right at 3.5 years, almost 3.5, not quite 3.5, but almost. We're a couple months shy of being 3.5. But
yeah, that was about a couple years.
Had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have had me on your show a bunch of months for almost a couple of years. And it was a ball having you guys having to be part of your group, a part of the interview, because I know you know for a while what I'm like when I go on the radio with you guys. Something always happens.
We had a blast. Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen when Derek's on the show. I mean, it just, a lot of things blew our mind. And you know, I was real skeptical. It's like you and Scott Christensen. I didn't, you know, I've had a few psychics on, I've had some quacks on, that comes with the territory, but, you know, you and Scott were probably the two on top of, Chip Coffey, he's, you know, we've had him on the show, he's pretty good, but we haven't had him on as much as we had you, because we only, got introduced to Chip just a few months ago. About 8 months ago. But you and Scott are the two, you know, y'all contacted me first, and y'all did a lot of contacting before I ever put y'all on. Because I was getting slam dunked with psychics. You know, everybody was a psychic, like everybody's a paranormal investigator, and that's not true. And that's the problem. I believe people have certain gifts, but not everybody can be the psychic medium that they try to claim to be. From what I have experienced in the last 4 years, I just don't see it. And there's some that say they're paranormal investigators that really aren't, that they shouldn't even be doing this kind of stuff. You know, it's just not meant for them to be.
I've met some psychic mediums that actually refuse to go on a paranormal investigation because they're so scared of the spirit physically.
And
but yet they're willing to sit in a chair and give a message. Does that make any sense?
It's like, why are you even in this business then? Why are you even trying to do this if you're that scared? You know, anybody, I'm not going to say we don't get a little spooked sometimes. I mean,
we all do. I mean, you got to have some fear with you. You can't be not perfect.
And you should.
It's just the idea when you're on the journey. I mean, myself, I've done paranormal investigation probably got for I don't know how many years, but I just did it because I get excited when I go. I get totally excited when I'm all, because it's not saying I want to find the spirit. I want to see if something does happen. You know?
Well, see, I'm sure you're the same way. Jesse.
Jesse's
like, you know, if something's not happening, Jesse will fall asleep, man. He gets so bored. And it is, for the most part, it's, when you're doing some of these cases and doing some of this stuff, it can be very boring.
I could tell
you the amount of cases that we've done that we didn't realize things were really happening around us. Because I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium in the true sense. I do have abilities. I believe I have gifts. That I have heard things. I've seen things, and I'll see them and hear them during the case. And that gets people pumped up, you know, and then be able to go back at the footage and actually validate that I did hear something and see something. That really messes with everybody's mind and my family, because we're a family group, basically, right now.
Definitely.
We're going to be having Heidi Wyrick's going to be working with us as a group. We're going to be doing some experimentation and with some different lighting and cameras and stuff and for the TV show and all, and she's going to be a part of that.
Have you ever... Have you ever tried the cross on powder to see if spirit would move it? You know, some people will use baking powder, or they'll use a special kind of like
apple powder,
white powder,
baby
on.
Powder, or yeah, powder like,
and
then on the steps of the ground.
They put it.
I have not had the opportunity to do that because you go into people's houses, and most of the houses that we've done. It's been very nice houses, and I would be scared to put any of that stuff on their floor.
Hardwood floor, or even in the basement, for example, on a tile
or anything, you know, it's just a clean up afterwards, you know.
I've never seen a spirit blow the powder crazily, but I've seen the cross that did get moved from that spot where it was laid upon the powder. But was never,
I know people have actually supposedly seen the spirit right in it or step in it, see a footprint or a handprint or something like that in it. Definitely we would like to use some of that. It just depends on the client. And like, again, you know, clients, they're going to think, you know, they're like, you're not putting that on my floor. You know, the wife of the client, the female client, you know, that's got to clean up and stuff, you know, she's like, no, that ain't happening. You got to figure out other ways. And, you know, we do a lot of filming, and I try to see what kind of EVPs we're going to get and see if I'm going to hear or see anything. Get physical evidence from the members, experience something. I want to experience something. And capture it on film. To me, that that's what I really want to see, and it would be cool to be able to do that and capture it on film as well. To see if
you've done graveyards, cemeteries, right?
Do what now?
You've done cemeteries.
I've done cemeteries. Yeah, I don't like doing them, but I've done them.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the cemetery scene. Just something about cemeteries, funeral homes, and that creeps me out. If you want to know what creeps Dr. Jimmy out, snakes in funeral homes. I hate it. I hate
or
those
snake
two things. I've got a phobia. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I go look for dead people, and you know, like, well, cemetery, that's what they see, but.
I wonder why we're messing with
this. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I just don't like it, you know. And I think you got to be so careful with even doing cemeteries because you don't know what you're going to run into. You know, and that's what, if I had a warning to give people that's out there joy-seeking and thrill-seeking, be careful what you ask for because you may get more than you bargained, because you really are, when you start going out there and asking questions, doing EVPs and doing this, you are opening yourself up sometimes to forces that you may not want to open yourself up to. And that's my warning to folks, you know. Definitely Ouija boards, don't use them. That's a no-no. That's really asking for trouble.
Definitely.
Any other method of divination or trying to open that door up, because that door is not something you can control. You cannot control. I don't care who they say they are, they cannot control the spirit world. You cannot do it. They are controlling us. They control the situation. We're just a mere viewer, listener, if they want us to be. And I think that's what it all comes down to. It depends. You know, how many places have you been to that you don't get squat? They don't want to talk. If they don't want to talk, they're not going to talk. You know what I'm saying? Come out and play today. They're not going to be there.
Have you ever had times where they won't talk to you, but they want to talk to Heather?
No. Actually, I don't know why. I'm not being egotistical. It seems like if they're going to talk, they're going to talk to me.
Try it sometime, because
they're going to talk to me.
I've come across the where a woman or the spirit wants to talk to the woman, but they won't talk to the guy. But you ever come across that? Try
that one. We've tried it, you know, because people say,
yeah.
You know, you just talk too much, blah blah blah. Let somebody else do the EVP. Well, it's like that's fine, but when y'all do the EVPs, you don't get anything. So I don't know why. You know, what is it? Is it that they're more in tune to me? Am I more in tune to that? I don't have the answer for that. I know some think they got the answers, but I mean, I don't know the answer to that, because you think I got a beautiful wife and I got a beautiful sister-in-law. Jesse and I we're very lucky. Okay,
twin sisters.
Jesse being Samantha's husband, but. For some reason, if they're going to talk, we're going to get EVPs when Jesse and I are asking the EVPs. Normally, there's only been a couple times that I know the girls were talking, and then a spirit intervened. We get a spirit voice that comes through, and that's because they were talking. Like interrupting, you know, just interjecting with them. But as far as most of the time, it's with Jesse and I, and I don't know why that is. I do not know. And between Jesse and I have the better results of getting the voices on the, you know, on the recording devices than he does.
What I could do,
and I don't understand, but
what I want to do for you right now is I want you to tell the folks out there, you've got DVDs for sale.
Yes, we do.
And
we have those available. And you get to see us in action. You get to hear our EVPs that we get. You also get to see some good footage of some things that are happening. As we're doing investigations, we actually walk you through an investigation and walk you through. It's an entertaining DVD plus a very educational tool. And that's one of the things, that's what we wanted it to be. We wanted to show people, yes, this is out there. There is something to this paranormal world, the spirit world. There is something going on. We're able to capture it on devices. It's things that can't.
Now, on your website, it's www.apsrradio.com, and you have one video or particular one called The Haunted Cell.
That's the DVD.
And
they can also go to Movie Mix. If they don't want to get the autographed copy, then go to MovieMix.com.
MovieMix.com.
Movie Mix all together. MovieMix.com, and they have it featured because they are the producers. They were the film crew. The production company that filmed it went out with us to get a lot of the footage and helped us put the DVD together. We use original stuff that we had actually done from the early investigations. They used our footage, and then we went back to those locations and redid the investigations to do a follow-up, and they were with us when we did that. So it's a combination of both. There's bloopers. It's two DVDs, actually. It's a pretty cool thing. But if you want an autographed copy, go to our website, APSRradio.com, and you can purchase that right off our website. You can order it, and Heather and I both will autograph it for you.
Great.
And it goes to help other people. The proceeds of that goes to help other people that need help. That's the only reason we did the DVD, is a method of doing, you know, having some funds to be able to go out and help others that needed help, that can't afford it, because, you know, times are hard. And not everybody makes $100,000 a year, okay? Most families' incomes, you got a man and a woman, a husband and wife that are making maybe, if they're lucky, minimum wage. Maybe one of them's making 10, 12 bucks an hour. The other one's making minimum wage. And you're barely making it, you know? They're barely making it. And there's no way they can afford to fork out the kind of money that it takes to get someone up there where they're at if they're a real long distance away. So that does go to help us to do that. It's not, I promise you, it don't go into our pockets. There's folks that strive to say that we're getting rich and doing what we're doing. I'm one of the brokest men in the world.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Jimmy, I got to say to you right now, we have to come to a close. I really appreciate you getting you on, even for having on just for this, for three-quarters of an hour, through 45 minutes. But I want to get you to come back here again and tell more about what you do. So we're going to have to reschedule you and get you in here on time. On time. But, you know, we're on ghost time. Anyways, it's been great to have you on at least. And for the first time, and I'm hoping it's going to happen more often, as much as possible, because I want to get the updates about what's happening on your video as well, and what you've been doing for your internet television. And so it's actually been fabulous having you on, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me on, Derek. I appreciate you, inviting us and having us on the show. And big hello to everybody that's out there.
Will do.
Stay tuned. Fall season's coming up. We'll put it on our website. Just keep checking the website, APSRradio.com, and that's where we'll let you know when we'll be airing the first episode. So, again,
well, folks, thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. Good luck, Jimmy. Everybody, in the meantime, this is Derek Westcott Cloud talking to you here, telling the story about our APSR radio people, and I'd like to thank you all for listening in. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. And looking forward to have you guys listening in and updating each other about what's happening in these events. If you want to update about this show, and you want to get back to me on doing feedback, please email me. Let me know, and we can share this information back with Jimmy or anybody else who's been a guest on our show. Anyways, thanks a lot, guys. Take care. And this is closing. Bye.